Have you been telling stories for long?
Yes and no. Let me see. But that show you saw today, that's we actually created that in 2006. So that's quite a long time, isn't it? yes.
What is the point of your stories? What is their message?
I don't necessarily have a message. I think I do all sorts of different stories. But usually, because I work with children and for children often, not always, but with this theatre company I do, we always want to leave them with some sense of hope or something positive rather than on a downer. Because actually Japanese stories, they often have very sad endings, which is fine. But as you saw, there were three different stories I just told, and they were all very different, you know. And so the last one, the Ogre of Rashomon, is quite gory, but it's quite funny. But it ends, you know, the ogres get banished. And in between, and the middle one was the sad one, the crane wife. Yeah.
Did you choose to tell... why did you choose to tell stories to children?
Because I always think there's not enough work, theatre work and good work happening for children. A lot of attention goes on the adults, and I think children deserve quality theatre and stories well told. So that's why, and I love working with children. They're a very honest audience. They're not cynical. You know, they're just open, and they'll tell you how it is. If they don't like it, they'll let you know. But no, it's very rewarding. I like it.
Yeah. Is there more to each of them?
No, not particularly a moral, no. No, I mean, in fact, Japanese fairy tales don't really have morals. They're more, it's more about aesthetics, about the beauty of the story, actually. So they're quite different from English fairy tales stories.
Does your job relate to, have you done your job because of your past? Like, what was your childhood like?
Did you grow up with these stories?
Yeah.
I sort of knew the stories as a kid, but because I became an actor, that's when I sort of went back to it. And because I'm half Japanese and I've spent most of my life here, I'm very English. But because I got involved in acting, and what happens in acting is usually, you know, people think, well, how am I going to cast you? How am I going to sell you? You've got an unusual name. Maybe you could be Japanese, you know. And then you become aware of your own. I became much more aware of my heritage than maybe I would have done. And then I was very interested, and I wanted to share the stories. Yeah.
Okay. Did you make those props?
Yes. Pretty much. This show was done on a shoestring. We had really no budget. We were actually making it for a particular festival, and we thought, well, let's just... And we gathered, that's myself and the director, we gathered all the bits and pieces that we had that were Japanese. She'd been to Japan quite a few times, and I had family stuff. So we gathered things, and we created the show. It was really exciting. Yeah. So,
are you inspired by the children?
By the children? By the children watching? Or in what way, you mean?
When you see they're satisfactory.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. I mean, when they enjoy the story, when they're just hanging on your every word, it's wonderful. No, it's lovely. And I also think, you know, as kids get older, because everyone thinks, oh, yeah, stories are for little children. But I think it's stories for everybody at any age. And often teenagers get sort of missed out or not, they think, oh, they'll get bored with the story, but it's not true. If it's a good story and it's well told, you know, it'll appeal to everyone.
Okay. Do you feel that you must connect with your listeners?
Yes, that's important, but that's also about performing, I think, and, you know, working with your audience. You're not doing it in a vacuum.
Okay. Do you think that you need skill to tell stories?
Oh, that's a good question. See, I don't call myself a storyteller. I think there's a difference between storyteller and performance-based storytelling, which is what I do. I mean, I trained as an actor. I don't think of myself as a natural storyteller. Some people are. You know, some people sit down and just spiel. You know, I mean, fantastic storytellers. I'm more of an actor. So I like to play different characters and parts and have maybe a script, you know. That's the way I approach it. But they're still telling stories, it's just in a different way.
Do you think you were born to be what you are today?
Oh, I don't know. It's a big question. Well, I am who I am, I suppose. Yeah, maybe. I am one of these people especially if you want to pursue acting, you can't map out how it's going to be. You don't know. You can't, you know, you can't have a career as such because you're only as good as your last job. So, you know, but the way things have gone, you know, I take opportunities when they appear, and I've been very privileged and, you know, fortunate to be able to do what I'm doing.
Okay.
Mm.
Do you ever get tired of telling the same story?
No, I don't tell these stories every day, so if I did this every day all my life, it might, yes, be a bit different. But because I do all sorts of different things, so this is just one of the things I do. It's really, I love going back to it, actually, and doing it again, you know, cause after a while, for a period of time, I haven't been doing it. It's been good.
If you were to describe yourself in three words, what would you do? Yourself.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, who came up with that one? Right, you've got to say yourself first. What would you say?
Funny.
Okay.
Weird. and stimulating.
Okay. How would I describe myself? Friendly, energized. And oh gosh, what's the third one? Friendly, energized, and excitable.
do you call yourself these because of your storytelling? Like, do you think the storytelling has made you
who you are? Oh no, it's probably me first. And then the storytelling becomes, you know, something because of who I am.
Do you still see yourself to be in like this in the future or something else?
No, I can still, I imagine still doing it. You know, it'd be good to be able to keep doing it. Yeah.
Do you only tell Japanese stories?
No, I've done other types of stories and stories from other places.
What are Japanese stories based on?
Ooh. Based on, well, oh, it's difficult. There's sort of there are legends, and then there are you know, sort of folk tales, fairy tales. There's sort of some that have Buddhist, you know, Buddhist influence. There's ghost stories, which are quite big. So lots of different roots, really, and you know, creation stories as well, like every culture.
What is your favourite part of the job?
Of this particular job that I've done today, I think it's just...
No, actually, in general.
In general? Yeah. Well, I have lots of different jobs. I don't just do storytelling.
I mean, like, what's your favourite part in storytelling?
Yeah, well, I like meeting the audience after. It's really great to have an opportunity to meet and interact with the children afterwards in whatever way. So just even doing the origami afterwards is fun, just, you know. Yeah, and feel like I've done a good performance, or people have enjoyed it. Yeah.
Do you believe in the stories you tell?
Yes. You mean believe it's all true?
Yeah.
Well, it is at the time. At the time I'm telling it, it's all happening and it's true, yes.
Do you ever get nervous when you perform?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, yes. I'm often nervous beforehand.
Mm. And then what releases that nerve?
Well, I think once you get on, you just then you're on. It is, they always say it's good to have, you know, some nerves. It gives you adrenaline and energy. Yes, I think as I get older, I get even more nervous rather than the opposite. You think it'd be the other way around.
Do you like acting from childhood?
Yes, I was always quite loud and noisy. Although I'm quite shy. But there's this other side to me that's quite loud. So I did do drama, you know, stuff when I was a kid.
Do you think, like, parents even would understand the concept of what you were doing?
My parents, I've been very fortunate, they've been very supportive. But I know a lot of parents who aren't, who are worried that if their child sort of follows the arts or performing arts, it's not very stable, and etc. So I've been fortunate in that way. And, you know, I think when people have that urge and, you know, need to do it, they need to follow that path and not be stopped.
Would you want your children to do what you were doing?
Yes, I wouldn't, if they want to do that. I mean, I know what it entails. You know, you're out of work. If you're an actor, you're out of work for like 90% of the time or whatever. So you have to be able to do, you have to be versatile and be able to do other jobs and, you know, manage to keep going. Because the reality, that's what the reality is. But if that's what they really passionately want to do and love, then I think that's really important they do it.
Is being an actor hard?
Yes, it can be, yeah. Because it is difficult. I mean, I've always actually ended up making my own work because the idea of sitting at the end of a phone waiting for someone to phone you, you know, you could be there all day or, you know, then you're out of work a lot. So I've been fortunate that I've been able to work, create my own work with people.
Are you ever tired of always... Do you think you'll get tired of always having to use small jobs until you get the chance to...
No, because it's always different. Every job is different. Every job has... you know, interesting elements, and you learn from it. So it's always, and it's never boring. It can be challenging, but it's never boring.
What inspired you to tell these stories?
These particular ones. Well, we were looking around to make a creator show with from stories, but we chose them because they contrast and they're in tone and they might appeal to, you know, young little girls, little boys, adults, everybody. So something hopefully for everyone. And it worked physically because we have the mountains as the first story, and then the crane wife works into the mountains, and the third story is on the ground. So we have all those layers. So it's good.
That one made me cry.
The crane wife.
Yeah,
it's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the music's so beautiful. That's Joji Hirota, who's a wonderful musician, and Guo Yu, who's... And they worked on that together. It was lovely. So that just, yeah, I love that story as well.
At the end of it, do you feel overwhelmed?
At the end of...
Your...
The whole performance?
Yeah.
No, I just feel tired. Exhausted. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Overwhelmed. But no, it's... Yeah. I've got two more... I'm doing two more tomorrow. So I roll my eyes because then I'll get nervous all over again. But hopefully they'll enjoy it.
Final thoughts? Yeah, I think so.
Wait, let me look.
What are you going to do with the
We're going to make an article.
Are you? You will send me a link, won't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm producing an online magazine, so they're covering the Lit Fest.
Oh, fantastic.
Today,
fantastic.
Next door now,
okay.
So.
Yeah.
Do you have any three negative traits about you?
That's a good one to end on. Yeah. It's my self-confidence. I struggle with my confidence sometimes. I run another theatre company, and it can be challenging. And I sometimes get down about it, but I shouldn't do. But, you know, that's normal. Negative aspects. That's about it. Couldn't think of two.
Well, it was very nice meeting you.
It was very nice meeting you, and thank you. And I look forward to seeing your magazine online. That'd be great. So where are you from? Where do you...